man I've been hanging around for some time now. It's been cool, and I wouldn't want to spoil a good thing. But clearly something's changing, like stars are rearranging. So forgive me if I'm wondering. Not mine. If it's right, I know it comes in time. I dearly love to touch you when I know that's what you want to. So excuse me if I'm thinking.
Vocals and harp, that is Big Harp George from his new CD Uptown Cool, one of several new CDs I will debut for you tonight. Well, good evening. It's now 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. It's Sunday night, and that means it's time for 3 hours of the blues from the Juke Joint. My name is Robert Barclay. Along with the new releases I'll debut for you tonight, we are going to celebrate the life and career of Matthew Guitar Murphy. He achieved his greatest fame when he was involved with the Blues Brothers, both the band and the movie. He died recently, So I'll be getting to his work with Memphis Slim, Muddy Waters, Sonny Boy Williams in Number 2, and Little Junior Parker. I'll also debut some new CDs from Mike Zito. Rory Block has a new tribute CD, a tribute to Bessie Smith. We'll hear from Eugene Hideaway Bridges and producer, songwriter, and drummer Tom Hambridge has a new disc out that's very fine. We'll get to those. Several weeks ago, I played some Willie Dixon, and a listener said, why don't you play some more Willie Dixon? Get Willie doing his songs. And today is Willie's birthday, so we'll celebrate his 103rd birthday this evening with a few tunes. Let's return to Big Harp George. His new CD is on the Blues Mountain label. It's called Uptown Cool, and here he is on the title track.
Thank you.
Something new from Big Harp George. It's called Uptown Cool, and we just heard the title track. Now, George lives in the San Francisco Bay Area, and he, by day, is a lawyer. He debuted his music back in 2014 on a well-received release. Now, his specialty is not only the harp, it's the chromatic harp. And this is his second release, Big Uptown Cool. And he had some great help on this. Chris Burns on some fine keyboard work. And it was Charlie Beatty on guitar. Now let's turn to another new CD that I'm going to debut for you right now. Recorded live in Tallahassee, Florida. And this is at a club called the Bradfordville Blues Club in Tallahassee. His name? Eugene Hideaway Bridges. His father was Hideaway Slim, another blues man. Well, this is his son, Eugene Hideaway Bridges. This is called Live in Tallahassee. David Webb is on the organ, and Eugene Hideaway Bridges on guitar and vocals. And we're going to open up with something called Step by Step.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, step by step. Walk a mile in my shoes. You won't do your invitation. You know you're walking in the blue. Step by step. Walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, step by step. Walk a mile in my shoes. You won't know. Walking in the blue. Mile by mile, uphill all the way. Hey, mile by mile, uphill all the way. There's no shortcut, no matter what people say. You see, the blues is more, it's just a 12-bar sound. I know the blues is more. That's just a 12-bar sound. You gotta get yourself together when the deal goes down.
Thank you. Just the other day, girl, you reached in and threw our love away. I could never forget the way you broke my heart. Full of pain, felt like I would die. This was only just a dream, seemed like yesterday. Oh, it seemed. Never forget the way you walked out my life. I could never forget the way you broke my heart. Promise me to love and cherish, and you promised you would be my wife. I could never, never, never forget how you walked on my life. Sha la 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 la. Sha la 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 la. Girl, you promised me to love and cherish, and you promised you would be my wife. I can never forget the way you walked out my life.
Something new from Eugene Hideaway Bridges. Live in Tallahassee is the name of the release, and it's on the Armadillo record label, which I believe comes out of England. And we just heard a tune titled, I Can Never Forget. We opened up with Step by Step. Now I'm going to debut another new CD for you. This is from a young man who grew up in St. Louis, Missouri, and now has been working out of Texas. He's been performing as a professional for the last 20 years, working out of Texas currently. His name is Mike Zito, Z-I-T-O, and he can blues rock it up whenever he wants, but he has come back to the blues on his new release titled First Class Life, and let's listen to his guitar and vocals on something called Mississippi Nights.
Shining bright. come around. But when I needed a friend, oh, you could never be found. I got a hole where my heart, it used to be. I wouldn't treat a dog, no, the way you treated me.
Something new from guitarist and singer Mike Zito. First Class Life is the name of the release. It's on the Roof label. That's R-U-F, Roof. And we just heard a tune titled, I Wouldn't Treat a Dog the way You Treat Me. And we open up with Mississippi Nights. Well, let's return to another new CD. This I'm going to debut for you. Now, Rory Block, an acoustic blues guitarist and a very fine one who's been recording for decades, came out with a series in which he honored and did tributes to various guitarists that some of whom she met and got to know and learned from, some she got to know on record. And she did tributes earlier to Son House, Mississippi Fred McDowell, Reverend Gary Davis, and Mississippi John Hurt, among others. Her new one is not to a guitarist, it's to the Empress of the Blues, Bessie Smith, whose recording career began in the 1920s and ended at about 1935. And let's listen to Rory's new CD, A Woman's Soul. And both of these tunes were written by Wesley Sox Wilson. And Bessie Smith did these tunes, obviously, and Rory reinterprets them on acoustic guitar and vocals. And let's open up with Give Me a Pigfoot and a Bottle of Beer.
Thank you. you do. I got to help you find somebody to do your duty.
And that was Rory Block on two tunes from her new CD titled A Woman's Soul, a tribute to Bessie Smith. And she was playing guitar and vocals and providing the vocals, but she was also providing the percussion. She said she was beating on guitar bongos, hat boxes, plastic storage tubs, oatmeal boxes, and wooden spoons, all played by Rory Block, along with guitar and doing the singing. We just heard Do Your Duty, and we opened up with Gimme a Pigfoot. I'm going to delay my feature, my tribute to the late Matthew Guitar Murphy, until hopefully the weather settles down, so I'll get to it during the 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock hours this evening. But let's now turn to a request. I tried to remember who requested me playing some Willie Dixon tunes with Willie Dixon doing the singing. I tried to find that email from several weeks, more than a month ago, actually, and I couldn't find it. So whoever requested this, this is for you. And we're going to go back a ways for this first tune, 1947, when Willie was in a group called the Big Three Trio. And this is a wonderful tune. And Leonard Caston is on the lead vocals. And Ollie Crawford is here on bass. And Ollie Crawford is on guitar. And Willie Dixon is on acoustic bass. Now, he's also singing on the chorus. I love this tune, and I heard Willie and the Big Three Trio sing this at the 1986 Chicago Blues Festival. That was the first time I'd ever heard this tune. Check out the bass solo, the acoustic bass solo midway through this tune titled Gonna Drink a Little Whiskey After a While.
Brother, before I start. stop. Drink your juice, but don't blow your top. Cause I'm gonna tell you just what I got. Serve a little whiskey, beer and wine. Gin and scotch and soda sometime. After a while.
After a while.
Oh, after a while.
After a while,
we gonna drink a little moonshine liquor after a while.
All right, gonna drink a little whiskey, brother, after a while. Willie Dixon and the Big Three Trio from 1947. Now let's fast forward to a couple of songs that Willie Dixon wrote, and he's doing the singing here as well. This is from 1969, so 20 years after the previous recording. Big Walter Horton, that is, on the harp, and Lafayette Leak is playing some very fine piano on this. This is a CD titled I Am the Blues, the first album I ever bought by Willie Dixon, and here he is on a tune he wrote called Backdoor Man.
Sleep. I'm somewhere making my midnight creep. And every morning when the rooster crows, he's telling me that is the time to go. I am the backdoor man. I am the backdoor man.
Understand.
I'm the one, the one they call the seventh son. That was songwriter Willie Dixon, and he wrote that tune, by the way, and it was a hit for Willie Maben in the early 1950s, and Willie did a very fine version of it. And we opened up with Backdoor Man. It's been recorded by Howlin' Wolf, The Doors, numerous others over the decades. Happy birthday. Happy 103rd birthday. We lost Willie Dixon back in 1992, so today would have been his 103rd birthday. When I come back after the station ID, I've got some more weather warnings to read for you, and then I will debut the new CD from Arizona blues harpist Bob Corator with his new CD, Don't Let the Devil Ride, so you be sure to stay near the radio.